855-855-HIPS or visit fileahipclaim.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are half-price Wing Tuesdays. Any size order of traditional wings costs half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
You know, in honor of that, that guy that Pac-Man, we probably should have played the Pac-Man music. I like this. This is good. And, of course, it means it's time to check in with Jose Hernandez. He is our resident tech. I don't like the word guru too much. I don't like geek either. Well, he's our tech guy. Let's do it that way. And this is where you get a chance to ask him questions. Shop for tilt. Maybe you are one of those people who's going to buy a big TV just before the Super Bowl. All right. According to the article I read this morning, it's actually not a bad idea. You can save some money this week. Maybe it's something else, a tablet, computer. You have a question, he'll have an answer. And he's brought to you by Window World. The original $189 window and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. He's going to talk to you a little bit. I have something to throw at him that I just learned about this morning. And you need to start calling, because it's first come, first serve. From most cell phones, star KTRS. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Would you please say hello to Jose Hernandez?
Hey, everybody. Hey, Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Frank.
So, have you heard of the Airborne Network?
I have heard of it. It is it's actually a wholesale provider for communication services to aircraft, is where they're pointing it at.
This is for the public.
Oh,
this
okay.
is for I never heard of this. I'm watching TV this morning and I see this commercial for the Airborne Network, and I it really got my attention because. From what I gather, what they're doing makes all the sense in the world, because you know a lot more about this than I do. But I believe that in the very near future, all of our stuff is going to come from the sky. There's no wires. There's no real Wi-Fi. You don't need all this, even wireless stuff in your home. As long as you can grab something out of the sky, your telephone, your TV, everything. Okay, here's what it says. It says it is advanced wireless technology. When the patent was granted, the radio technology enabled implementation of a network that did not exist in the commercial realm. In other words, it was prohibitively expensive, but then they figured out that they could put many satellites on commercial jets, and there are always commercial jets in the sky.
Yes.
And it says it's 100% real time. It's not what they call store and forward. Traditional technology suffered from single points of failure. It says if the link is interrupted, the signal is automatically redirected to the next participating aircraft, so you never lose your signal. And it says there's no space junk. Unlike satellites, which can be disabled or knocked out of orbit by space junk, this network system operates in a safe and controlled environment, typically between 20,000 and 40,000 feet. Everything about this is interesting to me. It's virtually an airborne worldwide web. Now, I don't know yet. I'm going to look into this. I don't know how you sign. I'm assuming
this is broadband and maybe even phone, telephone communication. I don't know.
I would presume they're going to have to augment it in some fashion with additional transmitters from somewhere, because as long as you live underneath an airline flight path,
yeah,
it's probably pretty good. But kind of like cell phone towers, each individual unit can only handle so many simultaneous users at one time. So if it's just one aircraft that your signal and everyone else in your neighborhood gets to, you're probably going to have some bandwidth issues.
Wow. It says uses commercial aircraft as many cell. The primary target customer base will be worldwide data and communication service providers. I don't know. Worth, I guess, taking a look at. And
yeah, because Google was looking at doing something similar to that with balloons. And
yeah,
South Africa, they're going to tether balloons up and do Wi-Fi from the balloons.
They're on the stock market, and this is going to be one of those things I look at like Apple or Walmart, and 10 years from now, people go, oh, man, if I just bought airborne wireless 10 years ago. I don't know. I'm not good at calling that kind of stuff, but the technology is, they say, 20 years old, but it was just not practical until somebody figured out, hey, we'll work a deal with the airlines, and for a minimal amount of money, we'll pay all of them to put this little thing in their planes, and as long as their plane's in the sky, you have broadband. And for somebody like me, and I've talked about this, I can't get cable, I can't get DSL. This would be great.
When you had your Hughes net.
Yeah, I had Hughes, and then I had a thing called Exceed.
Right, and that was satellite delivered.
Right.
Did your satellite ever crash due to space debris?
No. No, it didn't. But it also was just really slow. And they're saying in this stuff I'm reading, this is really fast.
Yeah.
And my biggest complaint was just slow as a turtle. Holy cow, slow. My hotspot on my phone's a lot faster.
I also think Comcast had done some research about everyone eventually getting a wireless router into your house and sharing the bandwidth, so that if your cell phone will connect to Comcast Wireless as you drive through the neighborhood, if the house across the street has bandwidth you're not using, your cell phone will switch to connecting to that one until you get out of its range and then to the next house.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask people, don't email me asking me this, because I have to one at a time respond, and if I get a lot of it's just airborne wireless network. You can Google it, and they have a pretty slick looking website and a video I haven't watched yet with an aircraft, and I think they explain all this to you. So I just thought I'd throw it out there. You guys have anything else for Jose?
No.
Yeah, the other thing, I did read an article this morning that said that right now is really a good time. There are some great deals on TVs.
Oh, yeah.
I just never really, I saw the commercials, but I never realized people actually do buy a TV for the game. That's when they buy it. They sort of like, they have, what do you call it when they break the champagne bottle on the christening of the TV is the Super Bowl.
Right.
So a good time, I guess, to buy a TV.
They buy them for Super Bowl and figure out all the cool features, and then they watch March Madness.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you have for us?
Have you communicated with Congress lately?
With Congress?
Yeah.
I have not.
To your senator
and
representatives? Well,
no.
It seems that the number of people who contact them went up 548% since 2002 to 2010, and it's going up again.
That doesn't surprise me.
They did a survey, said a third of the people who emailed Congress never heard back, and half of those that did hear back didn't get a satisfactory response.
Do you really expect to? I mean, really?
Well, versus send them snail mail, yeah, you know, all the millennials are big emailers now. It says, some of the staffers warned that online petitions and emails have a statistically smaller impact on understaffed offices. The Congress is urging people to contact them the old-fashioned way. Pick them up and call your congressman.
I always like when the president, whoever the president is, has a press conference and they say, you know, I got an email from Susan, whose husband's a veteran, and I think, now how did she get the email him? You know, that's just a random, it's like winning the lottery, because I guess the president, whoever it is, probably gets, I don't know, 30,000 emails a day to 100,000 a day.
Easily.
And I think a staff member goes, Mr. President, you might want to look at this. Somebody has to go through all that stuff. I think your chances of emailing and getting a response are pretty slim.
Early 2013, the copyright alert system came out. We talked about this way back when. This was an agreement, a voluntary agreement between the major internet service providers and the RIAA Recording Institute and the Motion Picture Association of America, AT&T, Comcast, Time Warner, Verizon. They were going to have a three-tier escalating system warning each person that was violating copyright infringement twice that you would get a note saying you're stealing copyrighted material. Stop it. Supposedly, if you got warned six times, there was a potential that they were going to start reducing your connection speeds. The company that does that has stopped.
We actually have the recording of them telling you to stop it. Peon, you have that, don't you?
Yeah.
If you heard this when you picked up the phone, you knew you were in trouble.
Stop it.
There
you
it is
stop.
Right there.
You stop it.
Wow.
You stop.
Yeah.
That was something.
That's serious.
If you've been shopping for hard drives lately, you know that currently 10 terabyte is the capacity limit. Spend less than $500 for one of those. Seek 10 terabytes. 10 terabytes. Seagate has announced that they're going to have a 16 terabyte drive available in less than 18 months.
How many songs would that be? Every song
all
ever
of
recorded.
Them.
Yeah, every song ever recorded.
It would be all of them. And then last but not least, Apple got in a little trouble for taking an app out of the App Store that would help you find or determine if the used iPhone you were purchasing was in fact stolen. What you could do was you would enter the serial number and it would tell you if someone else had it locked. Everyone that was using that relaxed because in the iOS 10.3 beta release that came out today, Apple has now included that as part of the software as opposed to a $3.99 app.
All right.
Hey, I have a question.
Hey, look who's here, Dan Strug.
Thank you so much, friend.
On the phone, Dan.
Yeah. And I have a question from the person that actually went in for the root canal that wanted to know if they make a radio that would act like your DVR at home, that you can, while you're listening to live radio, can you back our show up and listen to what you were talking
about? Yes, you do it online, right, Jose? Some of the, like, oh my God, the radio apps, give me one, TuneIn Radio, Wonder Radio, a lot of those have that feature. If you're listening, you can pause it or you can back up, because I've done it. But I don't know about
an app.
Physical
I don't know that,
radio.
Yeah, I don't know that anyone makes an AM radio that will do that.
Yeah, I don't either. There are some cars that have radios you can do that with, but in terms of just a radio to put in the garage or take out in the yard, I don't. Yeah,
no. I think he was talking about the car too, or something
like that.
Yeah,
there are some car radios. That do
they
that.
Want to, he wants to time shift it. He wants to record it and listen to it later.
Either that or if you're driving down the road. I've had this before, too. While you're driving down the road, it's like they said something. You say something. It's like, oh,
no,
I can back it up.
No, we've actually had a car or two that had that feature where you can stop it and back it up. Yeah, I've done it. That exists. All right. What calls?
Yes.
Please.
Let's go one last time for the numbers. Most cell phones, star, KTRS. Other phones, 314-969, KTRS. And then there's that single line little squeaker sometimes you can get in on, 888-550-KTRS. And start with Robert. Robert, you've been very patient. Thank you. Say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hey, Jose. How are we?
I'm good. Robert, how are you?
It could be worse. And I'm AM into PM.
There you go. It could be worse because you cannot be AM into PM.
And I have to say real quick, Dan is not the worst. He is the world's greatest radio show producer.
What?
Wow. We obviously have a mentally disturbed person.
Thanks, Robert.
Yes. Well, with it. As am I. Sometimes.
Well, you're in the right place.
Oh, there you go.
Right. Okay. Real quick question. Batteries. What? Not AA, AAA, that stuff. What are the most commonly used and most popularly used the round flat batteries that you put in watches and radios and whatever like that?
You mean the disc battery?
Yes.
2032, right, Jose?
Yes.
Yes, I got it. 2032. Well, that's the most. It's like the size of a nickel.
That's a wider flat one. What about the smaller round ones?
No, go ahead, Jose. When you say smaller round, you mean still a disc battery? Looks like a dime or smaller? Or
yes,
do you mean,
but smaller than a dime even.
Like hearing aid batteries.
Yes. stuff okay. like that.
I have no idea what the number would be on those.
I mean, they're like 50 different numbers. Huh. Why? What do you need it for?
Well, kind of a semi-prepper. If they last for 5 years or whatever, stock up on them, just like the copper top battery, 5 years, 10 years, whatever.
Do you have one now? A device that uses them now?
Well, I have some of the wide flat ones, the 2032. I'm just wondering, what is most widely and commonly used?
Well, what difference does it make if you don't have anything that uses them?
Well, I do.
Well, then just look at the battery that's in there.
I didn't know what all else they might fit.
Well, I don't think anybody would know that. Like, I don't know what all takes a AA battery. Lots of things.
Right.
But I don't think many things, right, Jose, take those little bitty disc batteries. That's
no,
not
the,
a
the
lot
most
of...
popular flat disc battery, as Frank said, is the 2032.
Yeah, other than that, right. I don't think there are lots of things. That, if you had a bunch of those batteries, let's put it this way, I don't think there are a lot of things you could use them in.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, it sounds great. That's right, what I need to know.
All right, Robert. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Wow, we've never had that question. What is the most common little battery, even though I may not need it? I don't know. I'm glad he called. Tony, you're next. Say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Tony.
Hi, everybody else.
Tony?
Hey, Tony.
Hey, I'd like to know, what is the most commonly used battery? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
It's the B battery, Tony. It's the B.
Oh, okay. Now, I had another question. I have a problem with my computer. I was online Saturday evening, and I dropped something and bent over. I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but it kind of bumped my keyboard. And when I raised up, I only have half. I can only see half a page of my home page. And you know how you can grab the edge of it and slide it left to right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can do that. I can move it to the right. But when I move it to the left, when it gets about halfway, it stops.
So did you say you bumped your head?
Keyboard.
No. I bumped my keyboard with my arm when I bent over to pick something up. Okay. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Were you viewing on the web, or were you viewing something else?
Not porn or anything.
That means it was porn. As soon as the guy goes, was it porn? That means it was porn.
I can only see half of it, though.
If it's a web browser like Google, you can go to settings and adjust the screen size. It's like you've increased it beyond 100% is what it sounds like.
Okay, how do you go to the settings?
You're going to go to the hamburger menu. That's the three little bars that look like three little patties. Usually it's in the upper right-hand corner. And then under options?
I can't see the upper right-hand corner, though.
Uh-oh.
I can only see the left side. You know, if you draw a line down the middle of the page from top to bottom, I can only see the left side of the page. So I can't get to that.
When you do anything else besides web browsing, is it still half a page?
I can't do any web browsing because I can't.
When you're not in a web browser, when you're in a Word document or an Excel spreadsheet or anything else, is it still half a page?
Yes.
Well, all that's from bumping the keyboard. That seems
well. That may or may not have had anything to do with it. It might have been a coincidence.
Interesting. It could be the video card. Those do on occasion just die on their own. But
the video card that's in the monitor or in the computer?
In the computer itself.
Oh, okay.
What I would recommend you do is reboot it, and when it starts back up, hold down the F8 key until it boots into safe mode.
The F8 key, okay.
When it's booting up, and it'll ask you to do safe mode, do you want to do it with networking, or do you want to do command line, do you want to do safe mode with networking? And when you select that, it'll then load only the basics it needs. And see if you could then go out and view a whole screen.
Okay.
And if you get really mad, push the FU card and you'll get a new computer.
Yeah,
key, rather. Good luck with that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Tommy.
Bye.
Different calls today. This is interesting. Jeff, say hello to Jose.
Hey, watch out for those hearing aid batteries because they don't have a long shelf life. I know I have trouble with mine.
They're like a week. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean they're not the 10, 15-year thing if you buy them in a day?
No, I don't think they do. I think they don't have a long shelf.
And Jeff, what size are your hearing aid batteries?
13A, I think, or A13.
A13?
What?
Yeah.
No, see, Dan, that's not funny.
Good one, Dan. Good one.
And by the way, before Jeff, sorry to interrupt you, but Jose, how come there's not a there's a double A and a triple A? Wasn't it just an A?
There are A's. There are also B's. We just don't use them here in the U.S.
There's a B battery?
Yep.
Wow. All right, what do you got there?
Well, I got a thank you, and I got a question. The thank you is the other week you told me to pull the plug on the power cord on our hub.
Yes.
And it worked. It restored the smart TV settings.
There you go, Jose.
So that worked.
Good.
Now, I got another problem.
Yep.
On both of our cell phones, and they're approaching 2 years old, my wife has an LG, and I have a Samsung Note 4. I can't plug them into the computer, you know, and bring up Windows Explorer,
mm-hmm.
and then access the folders. All you get on the left side, it tells you the phone's there.
Mm-hmm.
You click that, and the right side's nothing's there.
There's a setting on the phone that when you plug it into the USB, tells the phone how much information it can share.
Ah.
And it's in the system settings on the phone. I don't know exactly where it is for both of those, but I know it's a common setting in Android.
Oh, and by the way, too, this is the last time my wife and I will get different brands of cell phones. That's not going to happen.
So, yes, you can do an internet search for that particular problem, and it will tell you where within the phone's setup.
It's a system setting.
It's a system setting.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Jeff, of the two phones, whose phone is nicer and newer?
Mine. We both got them at the same time.
Yeah, but yours is probably nicer, more.
Well, I need that big screen. I need that. I need that Note 4 screen.
Well, of course you do. She doesn't need that.
If in the meantime you need to get those pictures off, you can email them to yourself.
Yeah, or I could pull the SD card out, too, I guess.
Yes.
All right.
All right, Jeff,
thank you.
Let's get one more in here. That'll be Bill. Bill, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose, and Frank and staff.
Bill.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Bill.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Bill.
And AM and PM, of course.
Hallelujah.
And one quick thing about Robert's problem. He might be able to just do a system restore point to an older one. Anyway, what I was calling about making kind of
you did it.
Product specific, but I've got a DJI Phantom 3 Pro, did a firmware update, and now I'm having issues like I can't turn it off with the controller. It doesn't get a signal to the controller anymore.
Oh, this is a drone question. I don't think you've had one of these.
And I'm wondering if you have any idea, because I can't get the information from the manufacturer, how to roll it back.
Firmware rollback for those is probably going to take some software.
Right.
That isn't necessarily the one that comes with it for updating the firmware.
Right. It's bin files for the updates.
Right. And do you have the old bin file?
Oh, absolutely. I've got every one I've had.
Why don't you just attempt to do a re-update with an older bin file and let it overwrite?
What the heck are you talking about? I have no idea what that is.
No, it won't accept the older one.
How does it know it's older?
It has a log in the system that actually shows every time you've attempted to do
it's looking
an
for
update
the file name.
Pardon me?
I presume that the date sequence is part of the file name.
Yes, but it's actually in the firmware. It's not in a card that I can access to change it.
So it doesn't have the ability to roll back in the device itself?
No, not to my knowledge. It just gives me a text file that shows that if the firmware update worked properly or if there was an issue with it.
Is there a way to set it back to factory default from when it came from the factory?
Not to my knowledge.
You're probably going to have to contact their tech support and have a little chat with them about it.
I've been chatting with them, and this is my third Phantom, and so I've kind of got an idea of what to do, but this one...
The one thing that I would try personally would be to rename the most recent DIN file that worked. I'd rename it to what you just upgraded to.
Oh, okay.
And then
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Try and fool it into say, well, this is just that same firmware again. Because I don't know how deep into the code.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm talking about drones.
This is
like a foreign language. I've got a drone.
I have done that before, and it said, and it'll say firmware already installed.
Bill, did you ever call one of those drone hotlines? There are a couple of guys that have a hotline. If you Google Phantom Hotline, I've called them a couple of times.
Oh, okay.
It's unbelievable. It's free. It's just these geeks who love drones, and they know everything. Just Google Phantom Drone Help Hotline. I bet you'll come up with something.
I certainly will give it a shot, and you've been really helpful, Frank. And,
not so much Jose.
Good try there.
At least Jose knew what you were talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about. Thank you, Bill. Good luck.
Good luck, Bill.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
I fly the drone. I have no idea how to go in and do a firmware update or any of that stuff. I just probably would crash it before that would even be necessary. Well, Jose, you've done it again, and I say we do it again next Monday.
What yes, please.
Say? All right. Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Have a good day, everybody.
And give me your email address.
Tech.questions.
Oh, that's right. Tech.questions@ktrs.com. Even I forgot about them. I'm glad you said that. Tech.questions@ktrs.com. And Jose is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and the original $189 window. And now, here to introduce traffic before we talk to John Landoff is the one and only Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much, Frank. Here to give you some traffic is Tim Weiland.
Dan, they have cleared two good news. They cleared the accident off to the right shoulder on eastbound Highway 270 at 367. Now, traffic is running pretty slow from Lindbergh all the way out. They have completely cleared the accident that was on westbound 70 at the Earth City Expressway. A little bit of slow traffic between 270. It opens up before you hit the Earth City Expressway. You had eastbound 40 downtown slowing from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. We've got a report of an accident. They didn't say which ramp, but they said it was a ramp from 141 onto Highway 40. We're going to check that out. Expect delays if you happen to be going whatever direction it is. This traffic report is brought to you by GEICO. What does it mean when GEICO says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to GEICO.com 15 minutes ago. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
All right. Thank you, Tim. And John Landoff joins us. Hello, John. How are you?
Fantastic. Now that I hear your dynamically strong voice, Frank.
Now, is it too early to mention the other advertiser that looks like he's buying multiple vehicles?
Tom Earle just literally called me a week ago.
Let's tell people, Tom Earle owns Simple Self Storage. Okay, this is the newest advertiser. They're storage units. This is a great story. Go ahead, tell them what happened here.
And he's heard you and I, because he listens to the program. I hope Tom's listening right now. We just had lunch a little while ago, and he bought not one, not two.
How about three?
Three vehicles today.
Whoa! Whoa!
Nice.
Yeah.
He's a great South County guy. He's got one of these personalities. As soon as you meet him or even talk to him, you feel like you've known him a long time. He's just easy to talk to. Hey, not because he bought three vehicles. Yeah, that's huge. But I mean, he's just down to earth. Great guy. Worked for his father, something we have in common. Works hard, successful, and loves the program. His parents, I think, have been on trips with you.
Ron
before.
And Betty, you bet. About three of our trips, I think.
And they were trying to get on this trip, but things just weren't working out. But, I mean, he's just not like right down the street. He came a long way. Most of everything was done online. He took pictures of his trade-ins and sent his information, and we did everything pretty much over the internet, emails, a couple of phone calls, and then now he's like, all right, when I'm ready again in a few years, I said, we'll deliver. We'll bring everything to you. Not that you don't want to come and hang out. We had lunch at one of Florissant's finest, Rizzo's restaurant. I've only eaten about 10,000 meals there. But
Free lunch.
What a great guy. I mean, what a great guy. So thank you. Again, another AM and the PM customer.
Advertisers doing business with advertisers. Now we just got to find something to store at the Simple Self Storage. I'm going to have to rummage around, and maybe you can come up with some stuff. We'll share a storage unit.
Oh, be great? You and I sharing a storage unit. Yeah. That's the beginning of something there, I can tell you, buddy.
Yeah, I certainly have plenty of stuff in the basement I could put in there.
What do we do with all this stuff that we buy?
I don't know. I've been in my house 30 years. I'm not kidding. I go down there, and sometimes I go, one of these days, we're going to have to move. And I just, the thought of it, 3 years, three kids, five people, you just accumulate stuff. I went down there the other day, and I've got a, like, what was it, Marantz. Remember that name, tuners and amplifiers? Dan, you probably remember.
Yeah,
Pioneer, Marantz. I found a Marantz amplifier. That thing hasn't been plugged in 25 years. Yet, for some reason, I can't throw away anything that plugs in and still lights up. I can't throw it away.
And don't even get me wound up going, she thinks I am such a hoarder. I hold on to everything. every year, I mean, for her Mother's Day gift, the boys and I, we help and we clean out the garage. I mean, she's right there with us, working harder than the rest of us. But it's like, and she's like, so I have to sneak stuff back that she's throwing out or wants to give away. And, you know, and I'm like, I sneak it back in. Or
wives don't like, for young men listening, thinking about getting married, wives don't like for you to have stuff. They just don't. Yet they won't throw one pair of shoes away. Out of the 300, they won't throw them away. Even if they've never worn it or worn them one time, they won't throw them away. Maybe they don't even fit anymore. Yet, they'll tell you, you don't need this and you don't need this. And why is this down here? You haven't used that in years. I've got a couple of speakers. I don't even know why I still have them in the basement. I'm never going to use them. Never. I don't know. I can't throw.
You just can't give up, can you?
Yeah, a little portable. I found a little portable radio the other day with a pull-out metal antenna, and it was an old radio that would get AM, FM, and TV band.
Oh, yes.
Like channel 2, 4, 5. I'm never going to use that. It doesn't even work anymore. You can't even pick those stations up on that thing anymore. I got to get rid of that stuff. I have to get rid of it. I just do.
Yeah.
I found a keyboard, a plastic keyboard. You know what that's worth? Nothing. That's the kind of stuff that just, it has to go.
I swear, we were just down in our basement yesterday looking around, you and I going, this needs to go, this needs to go, this needs. Then you start looking going, well, who the heck's going to do it?
You know what's really frustrating? Did you ever find something and you don't know what it is? You absolutely don't know what it is. It looks like it might be important, but you don't know what it came out of or came from.
You surprise yourself. You're like, when did I buy this? And what the heck is it doing hiding down here in the basement?
And the worst is adapters, AC adapters. That you don't, because if you plug the wrong adapter, even if it fits, even if you plug it in the wall and the other end goes into the portable thing, if it's not the right one, it catch on fire. I mean, but at the time you forgot to label, this is to charge the whatever. So I can't throw those away because as soon as you do, you'll find what it was that thing went with, and now you have no power, and you can't recharge it without it. So label maker, that's my suggestion. Get yourself from Staples or somewhere, one of those little Dymo label makers, and label everything. This charges portable radio.
Let's label all of our stuff that then we're going to keep and hold on to and hoard so that we know what it is.
There you go. Absolutely. At least you know what it is you're keeping that you don't need anymore.
Thank you,
Tom. If you're listening, Tom Earl, my goodness, thank you. And a quick plug for Simple Self Storage Units down in South St. Louis. SimpleSelfStorageUnits.com is the website.
I can't thank you enough, Frank. Again, thank you, Tom. But guess what?
Chicken Tom, 5 cents a cut, dipped in grease, one a piece.
Tom was not the only AM and the PM customer.
What?
This weekend.
What?
That's right. How about Carl Stallings?
Carl Stallings.
Whoa.
Gene Stallings. Remember him?
Bloomington, Illinois. This is not right around the corner, man. Bloomington, Illinois. This is AM and the PM. And thank you very, very much. He bought a new cruise, a new 2017 cruise. Carl Stallings, I hope you're listening. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
and,
Carl.
James Kastner.
James Kastner.
James came from a town near and dear to me. Florissant, Missouri. That's where James came from.
Wow.
And he is AM in the PM.
Thank you, James.
Great guy. Thank you very much. Another 2017 Chevy Cruze. Is that great stuff? That great. Thank you very much. Right, but no, that's not it. There's another customer.
No, wait, there's more.
There's more. It's like one of those, you know, commercials.
Oh, you snorted again.
You just snorted.
You want to hear it? You want to hear it played back?
Oh, no. I saw a guy the other day. He has this rubber seal. And this guy, like, he tries to sell everything. Big, loud guy. He's kind of like he's from New Jersey or something. And he's got this rubber stuff that, you know, you pull out of a box and you rip it. And then you apply it to anything. And it will, like, he cut a boat in half. Then he sealed this from the inside and the outside. Then they show him going down, you know, like a river in the boat. But that's not the same boat that he cut in half.
Oh, it might be.
Yeah.
Here, play him snorting. This is for your own good, because I know that you would want to better yourself and your radio mic technique. Here you are snorting while you go. There it is. That was you.
It's enhanced a little bit. It's really magnified.
Yeah, it's a little getting a little louder, actually, I think.
I have to mention that Deborah Caster. James and Deborah Caster.
Deborah. What'd you say?
He said Manchin. I have to mention.
Easy. One criticism.
Sorry.
I can take it. I get enough abuse, you know.
I think one criticism a day, maybe, where we ought to leave it. So, thank you, Deborah, for your business. We appreciate
James,
it.
And Carl. But that's not it. There's more.
Well, wait, there's more?
Wow.
Milla Duffy.
Milla.
Her mother, Philomena Mary Duffy. Very Irish, very sweet. Second or third vehicle that they bought. They are listening. Let me hear your best Irish accent.
Thanks for your business. I know it's horrible, but it's the best I can do.
They're always after me, Lucky Charms.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. But thank you very much, Philomena Mary Duffy, and bringing your daughter, Milla Duffy, in to buy a pre-owned Chevy Cruze. They live, again, in one of my favorite towns in the whole entire world, Florissant, Missouri, of course. But, you know, here where we're located in Florissant, and with you as a spokesperson for us, we draw from all over the country.
The world.
The country. Yeah, you know, because people do stream online. We've had people that are here buying a vehicle, and they will not miss the program. They're streaming online.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so cool.
It is.
You're like a folk hero.
Well, I don't know about
that.
No. That's a bit
I'm not talking to you, Dan. I'm talking to this guy.
yeah, Dan, not you. Not you.
I'm going to talk about one more advertiser, because I think that the last time that, you know, we had been there to dinner was with you and your lovely wife, Mimi, and I at Annie Guns, and it had been a few weeks, which is hard to do, to stay away from that place. But we went there for Samuel George Londoff's birthday.
Now, how old was he?
Sam turns 26.
All right.
Wow.
He looks like he's about 18, 19. He's got that
baby. Yeah, he does.
Mom, you know. But, man, I'm telling you what. We went there, went to Annie Guns last night. Hadn't been there in a while. It just blew me away. Again, you just forget. It is unbelievable.
Here's the thing about Annie Guns. You and I talked on the phone this morning. It's a fine dining restaurant without the sort of snooty feel, if people understand what that means. It's casual, but don't go in there looking like a bum with a wife beater shirt with your arm hair hanging out. But you can dress the way you would dress to play golf. So it's not that, I'm sorry, but you must have a jacket. It's not that kind of, it's still like a five-star restaurant, but it's comfortable and casual. It's like the best of everything. It really, and the food, of course, is, my goodness, you can't explain it to anybody.
It is, and it is so nice there. Everybody is so nice. So, it is a great, great, great place. You know, this town has a lot of great restaurants, and concerned about a great, great friend of ours, the Gabrielle family, Giovanni's on the Hill, just a terrible fire, but you know it's going to be down for a while. But it'll reopen again. But there's still two great restaurants, Il Bellagio and Crevecoeur.
It's a good thing you run because you would weigh 400 pounds. Yeah. I bet you've eaten in 600 restaurants. I'm not kidding. You love to eat, and I relate to that.
Oh, my Mimi's a great cook. I mean, she's just a phenomenal cook. But it's like, all right, honey, take a break. I don't need you to cook tonight. I mean, let's go out. I love to go out.
I remember when I said to my wife the day we got married, I don't need you to ever cook as long as we're married.
She took you up
and
on that.
She did. Yeah. She did. She said, okay. And that was it. No cooking for me.
No soup for you.
You're so funny.
Well, I'm not trying to be funny. People say, I came home and I said, something smells good. What's cooking? I don't even know what they're talking about.
Sometimes the truth.
I say, something smells good. Where did you go pick something up?
I know your wife cooks. She doesn't.
She does not. She does not
cook. No, the truth is funny sometimes.
Yeah, she does not cook. She hates to cook, and she'll tell you that. She hates it. And okay, I have to deal with that. Now, look, I don't like... there are a lot of things I can't make up a bed, for goodness sakes. I can't do a lot of things. So she can't cook.
She doesn't like to cook.
No.
Well, you thought you were in the military, didn't you?
I was. And I conveniently forgot. I did. I had amnesia or something. I got out. I forgot how to do it. Now, the trick is, again, young men think about getting married. What you do is, if she asks you to do a load of laundry, ruin it. Dye, put colors with whites and stuff, and then ruin some clothes. She'll go, that's it. Don't ever touch the laundry again. Woohoo! That's what you have to do. If she asks you to cook something, burn it. You never have to cook again. Mess it up, and you won't have to do it again. That's what you have to do. That's the secret to happy life. You know what they say? Happy wife, happy life.
Right.
Nah.
No.
Oh yes, that's true.
Happy me. Tee hee hee. That's what I say. How about that phone number?
What did you just say?
Nothing. I forgot. I take it back. Edit it out. What's that phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. And I'm glad you cut short because I've got to get going.
Go.
We're open late tonight. Tomorrow, last day of January. Beautiful day. Fantastic deals. Don't pass them up. Please tell us your AM and the PM.
Thank you again, Tom Earl, and thanks to all you folks who are AM and the PM that we mentioned. We really appreciate it, and keep telling people you're AM and the PM when you go to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Thank you, John.
Hee, hee, hee.
Yeah, I regretted it the minute I said it. Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 North County. You know where it is. If you're a boater, and I've been a boater since I was about 30. Yeah, about 30. I got my first boat at about 30, and I've had a few boats. I like boats. I like the water, and I like the fact that the kids and I have spent pretty much every weekend since they were in diapers till they were, kind of on their own, on the water, around the water. And First Community Credit Union likes boaters, and they have some terrific rates on boat loans. And if you're thinking about a boat, because the boat show, I think, is coming up pretty soon, this is when people start getting boat fever. They also have made arrangements with some dealers so that you can go in and actually close on your First Community Credit Union loan right at the dealership. Gateway RV and Power Sports, Midwest Motorsports, Hartford, Serdike Motorsports, Chesterfield, Lincoln Power Sports, Big St. Charles Motorsports, and Munganast Motorsports. You can go into any of those places and say, hey, let's talk. I like that boat. Let's put together the loan, and they will do it right there. They have an indirect program with First Community Credit Union. Make it even easier, and it was already easy anyway. Now it's even easier. So boaters, have a great spring. It's not that far away. Hang on. It'll be here. It'll be here actually too soon. The older you get, the faster time goes. And get as many hours out of it as you can and spend as much time, especially if you have kids or grandkids, fishing, boating, tubing, skiing, whatever. And First Community Credit Union wants to make it even easier with terrific boat loans. And they like motorcyclists, too. If you know, spring's coming before, it'll be here, and there'll be motorcycle fever that a lot of people will get. First Community Credit Union, I don't know why you're banking, but knock it off. And join us and become a member of First Community Credit Union. 43 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. FirstCommunity.com.
check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we saw the accident. It was on the ramp from westbound Highway 4064 onto Highway 141 southbound, and it had the right lane blocked, and you were getting a bit of a backup behind that. Really not too bad on the highways. You got southbound 270 running, a couple of little slow pockets from Ladue down through Highway Doherty Ferry. You've got westbound 44 just a little bit heavy as you're making way past southwest. Also, eastbound Highway 270. Still look for some slow traffic from Lindbergh through New Florissant and from West Florissant out through 367 due to an earlier accident. This report brought to you by GEICO. What does it mean when GEICO says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to GEICO.com 15 minutes ago. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
The St. Louis FC season is right around the corner. Get your tickets now for all 16 home games. The first two seasons included sold-out crowds and an authentic soccer experience. There's cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you don't want to miss. For more information, visit stlouisfc.com.
The Ninja Coffee Bar system provides a better than a coffee house experience at home and features a built-in hot and cold frother, 6 brew sizes and 5 brew types, including the concentrated over ice brew, perfect for iced coffee that's never watered down, and the new Ninja exclusive Cafe Forte brew, which amplifies the natural subtle flavors of your favorite coffee. For more information, visit ninjacoffeebar.com.
Ravioli. Does anyone have the recipe for famous bar French onion soup?
The answers to all of these St. Louis questions and more can be found at the new Circa STL Restaurant and Tavern in De Pere. Extensive and extremely rare St. Louis memorabilia not only covers the walls of Circa STL, it transcends into the menu, from the soups to the beer. You should visit Circa STL Restaurant and Tavern in De Pere at 1090 Old De Pere Road near Manchester and I-270.
It's deja vu all over again.
Online at circa-stl.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Go to the St. Louis RV Vacation and Travel Show February 2nd through the 5th at America Center. Shop new RVs or just learn about traveling RV style. Save $2 on admission at STL.